With that, we'd like to ask any joys, concerns, and praises. Sandra went to Jacksonville to be with her friend to get her hair fixed this weekend. And Janie is home recovering. How's she doing?
She's doing really well. She's up to walking.
Oh, good.
Quite a bit. I mean, she walks two blocks. So she's walking about 6/10 of a mile 4 times a day.
Oh, well.
She has problems getting up and down. She had thought about coming today, but she doesn't do well in the car right now with the bumpy ride.
I hear. Yeah, she had. And I thank God I'm not a woman, Phil. I don't know about you, but I'm glad we don't have to deal with this women's stuff. And she had a woman operation, so to speak, and I guess they call it a complete hysterectomy. So that's challenging, especially I can imagine what it's like after you have a baby to heal and get back into normal. But when they get in there and start cutting things out, but we'll keep her in prayer. Speaking of that, Don Bittner is going to be having open heart surgery on Tuesday. He's been dealing with this thing for months and months and months, and they finally realized that that's what they need to do in order to get him straightened out. That I don't know how many bypasses he needs, but he's been struggling with this for months. So hope and pray that'll heal him. And Joanne's mother fell again this morning. What's going on with Mama?
Mama is very confused. Her memory is pretty much shot. She won't remember to follow instruction and walk with her buggy only. So yesterday morning at 7:13, she got out of bed and had a blanket on the bed and took it down to her dresser. She started messing with it, folding it, and bam, straight to the floor she went. 1 month and 3 days from her last fall in the same spot in the floor.
Mm.
Same blanket, too, by the way. Yeah.
Just doesn't remember
no.
What she did wrong either.
And my sister put notes on her roller, her buggy, says, use this equals no pain.
Hmm.
Take me with you. Signed off of her roller buggy.
Her sister is a professional caregiver. How many cameras she got in the house?
15 now.
15? So that she can monitor her movements.
But she put two more cameras in Saturday. But we just can't
keep up because
Mama's so fast.
Well, Linda.
I remember my nephew Ryan.
Yes.
Struggling bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Ryan's mom, Judy, Linda's sister, was killed in an automobile accident a few months back. And Ryan's really still dealing with that and trying to mourn through that. And it's hard. It really is. So we keep him in prayer. Anybody else this morning?
Yes. Our granddaughter, Tessa Caldwell, has been in and out of the emergency room 4 times this week. They finally admitted her last night. She's got a really severe UTI, and it's causing her, she's lost her mind, my mom did. Plus the fact that she's got shakes so bad they can't figure out what the shakes are coming from. But she's a woman with 6 children, so keep her in prayer. And our property appraiser in Monticello, we just found out she's a young lady in her 50s. We just found out she has
Angela Gray, if any of you know of her, you know, she's been our property appraiser for years. In fact, she sang at Judy and I's wedding. We just got to find that out in the last week or so that she's dealing with pancreatic cancer. Mm-hmm. And she's now at Shan, so hope and pray they can take care of her. And I did a homecoming service yesterday for a friend of ours that I married many years ago, her mother, Joanne Schmiegel, and we had that service yesterday in Monticello. And so to keep that family in prayer, too. It's always hard, even though she was elderly and she lived a good life, but, you know, it's always hard when you lose a mama. So, anybody else this morning? Yeah, and we want to keep Don and Pat Singletary in prayer. Anybody else? And all the ones that we have on our prayer line. Prayer is a very important part of our faith relationship with God.
Joanne, too.
And Joanne. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I got a Christmas card from Joanne George over the weekend. So, yeah. That was sweet. So.